You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Come on, you no good lazy loafers. It's time to go to work.
Oh, Ma, it's hurt near midnight.
Well, you know how we operate. We wait till those that work go to bed. Then we go to work.
Yeah, but this midnight shift is getting to me.
Come on, let's get. Hey, you got the tools?
I got the skill saw right here.
Well, look at that there catalytic converter. Ain't she a beauty?
Just what the doctor ordered.
Get under and get that cat converter.
Hand me that there skill saw.
Oh, my arm!
What happened?
Dad, burn it. They had one of them there Rita-cats installed.
Dadgum, Perfection Auto Works. We're losing money because of them varmints.
What about my
Did
arm?
You know that the catalytic converter is the number one stolen item from cars today? At Perfection Auto Works, we offer a device called a Rita-cat. It protects your catalytic converter and makes it impossible for thieves to steal it. Call 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
The John C. Scott Show is paid for by the John C. Scott Company, LLC. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Great show today. The midterms only 3 weeks away. And today on the John C. Scott Political Forum, the conservative voice of the right in Southern Arizona, former congressional candidate Joe Morgan, talks about the election coming up 2 weeks from Tuesday. We'll also talk with Larry Bodine, who has the Democrats of Greater Tucson and takes well care of them. We're also going to talk with Michael Bryan, who is a former city prosecutor and founder of Blog for Arizona. He is the voice of the left in Southern Arizona. It's going to be a great show. Let's talk politics with Joe Morgan. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. Thank you.
Hey, John. Always a pleasure.
Well, Donald Trump's name is not on the ballot in Arizona, but I think his political standing is. You got Kari Lake running for governor, backed by Trump. Fisham, who's running for Secretary of State, backed by Trump. Abe Hamadir is running for Attorney General, backed by Trump. Blake Masters, U.S. Senate, backed by Trump. If he should sweep all four of those major political offices in the state of Arizona, I think Trump would be a dominant figure in Arizona for many years to come and perhaps 2024 as a presidential candidate. What are the chances of sweeping those four with the Republican Party, do you think?
I actually think they're really, really good at this point for a couple of reasons. First of all, and forgive my voice, I'm dealing with a head cold here. But Kari Lake, the decision that Hobbs has made not to debate her and run around like a scared child and avoid talking to anybody she doesn't deem friendly about issues. She's running as the governor of the state of Arizona, for crying out loud. That is a horrible look. Even national news organizations have been calling her on it. The latest one was CNN, saying this is not wise. They even had Mark Kelly's opinion about it. And of course, he thinks she's running a poor campaign there. So that has the potential, because Lake, of course, will be at the top of the ticket. You know, if Lake can win by 6 or 7, the latest polling that I've seen that is reputable shows Lake with at least a 4-point lead, 4 or 5 points. If she can get that up to 6 or 7, that should probably have enough coattails down ballot to drag someone like Masters, who is right there with Kelly, despite being outspent almost 11-1. It's ridiculous, the disparity in spending. So, and I think, of course, Abe and I told you the last time I spoke with you, Mark Finchin would have the toughest time. I mean, the polling that I've seen, both of them are doing just fine. I think Abe's going to win in a wash. We'll see, you know, if it's enough to get Finchin across, because Fontes is running an okay campaign, but he doesn't really have a ton of money either. So, again, I definitely think, you know, as far as with regards to Trump and his influence in Arizona politics, that'll absolutely be substantiated going forward and setting up perfectly into 2024.
You talked about money. You've got Kelly with $73 million. Let me repeat that. $73 million. Only in Georgia do you see numbers like that. There's $111 million to beat Walker down there. I'm going to tell you, though, I've never seen $73 million spent on one campaign in Arizona. I've been here a long, long time, like a half a century.
Oh, yeah.
That's an enormous amount of money in a state this large. Just an enormous amount. And only two media markets, you know. Where are you going to spend $73 million? You're going to hand it out to 6 million people. Everybody gets some money or something. You know, good Lord.
And to that point, John, to that point, it just shows the kind of environment that is very pro-Republican and specifically pro-Donald Trump. This Make America First agenda, it still has lots of legs and staying power in the United States and specifically within the Republican Party, because it's all that money, and he's the incumbent, Mark Kelly, and he's up against somebody. He should be crushing him. These polls should not even be close. This should not even be a contest, and yet it is. At this point, Masters is closer than McSally was to Kelly in polling. And so, again, it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking at election night, and that race really, I'm going to be laser-focused on that one, because I think Masters has a shot of winning that one.
You know, election deniers, we know all about them. We know what happened in the last year and a half. Is that going to play a role in this at all? Are we going to have people that lost say they won? Or where are we with that? I mean, are we over that or not?
Listen, that is going to always be a part of the game in politics, especially the more partisan we become as a nation. Again, there were people, and you know this, all the way back in the national news. I remember it quite well. They did not want to say that George W. Bush had beaten Al Gore, and many people years after that were still talking about it. Then, of course, you had what happened with of course Donald Trump being the latest. But if you just go back to local politics, Stacey Abrams, she never conceded her election. So again, this happens. You have 2016, Russia, Russia, Russia. They're the only reason Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton was saying that for years after. So because that's a part of our DNA, I should say, the political DNA and the rank partisanship that's going across this nation, I don't see it tamping down. I don't care who wins on election night. I don't care what happens. You're going to see the finger pointing. And again, since we still have a lot of problems, I mean, we had thousands of ballots mailed out wrongly again. Apologies have been issued. When you have that kind of stuff, John, it just feeds the fire. You see what I'm saying? So I don't care who wins on election night. I think you're going to have it.
Right, we're talking to Joe Morgan, conservative voice of the right in southern Arizona. You know, you take this whole election, and I'm wondering what you believe is motivating voters. Is it abortion on the left? Is it inflation on the right? What is it? What is making people go to the polls and have an interest in this particular midterm election?
I think, again, if you look at the polling data, the actual real, not again, really partisan paid polls, but like real good polls, you can go find them at Real Clear Politics. It's inflation and the economy. And then here in Arizona, running a really close third is the border issue with our unsecure border. I mean, they've had almost 5 million illegal aliens since Joe Biden's been in office. I mean, when you look at the economy and the inflation, I mean, it is hitting people, John, and especially with energy costs and the price of gas is once again going back up. That stuff, it's like, it reminds me of Bill Clinton when he made that famous statement, James Carville, in the 90s. It's the economy, stupid, and it really is. It's that simple. And when you have this kind of environment, there's no getting around it. It's going to be a weight around every single Democrat that is running, no matter what, and especially for those who have voted for some of his policies and supported it, like Mark Kelly and some of those people in the federal government. It's really going to hurt them because, again, people are saying, hey, listen, we are the undecideds are breaking. They are breaking heavy towards Republicans here at the end because those are the issues that hit you right in the pocketbook. They hit you the most, and it's just been a disaster under Joe Biden.
Mike is on our phone lines with Joe Morgan. Mike, welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for your call. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, you guys rock, man, and I love that show, or I love your show. I really have to ask a hard-hitting question, not only from the guest, but from you, John, because no one's brought this up. Katie Hobbs is Secretary of State. I want to know why she is running as some entity that thinks she's going to be governor when she's secretary. Is there not a conflict of interest here? Can somebody help me with this problem?
How do you suggest that it's a conflict of interest? She's not going to, she can't hold both offices, obviously. What's that? I'm sorry.
How do I suggest that she's a conflict? She's the Secretary of State.
Right.
She's in charge of voting. There's a lot of stuff that this woman's in charge of. I think there's a conflict of interest, especially when she's running for governor. She should have recused herself and said, okay, I'm going to run for governor.
Well, she also is the lieutenant governor of the state. Said something happened to the governor, she would become governor. That's an unusual situation in the state of Arizona. I don't see it as a conflict. I don't see how she could use her office to benefit herself. She may alter the way people vote, but I don't know how they alter the way they vote for her.
Doesn't she have something to do with the voting? Doesn't she have something to do with the voting machine?
Because the voting is taken care of at the county level. So she's not actually overseeing the vote counts. Those are happening at the county levels. So, again, she oversees the apparatus and different things of that nature, but she's not actually in charge of the vote counts and tabulations that are taking place. So I can understand your perspective, and I actually share it, but once you understand how the process works, it just looks like a conflict. It's not really a conflict.
All right, Mike, thanks for your call.
Thank you for schooling me.
All right. I appreciate your call. Let me take a very quick break, Joe Morgan, and I want to come back with you. I have much more to talk about in this very important election that's just a couple of weeks away. Thanks so much for being with us. Joe Morgan, conservative voice of the right in Southern Arizona, my guest, and we will talk with him more after these messages. From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guinea's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guinea's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guinea's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guinea's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Joe Morgan, former congressional candidate, is my guest. We thought for a while that abortion would drive a great many Democratic voters to the polls, perhaps in larger numbers than ever before. Is that still possible? Is this women's rights issue a driving force for Democrats to make it a more interesting campaign in the midterms?
I know that according to the ads of Kirsten Engel and Mays, they sure hope so. But no, the reality is that that issue is simply not the issue that is driving voters. Again, I look at data all the time, and it's just not there. They hoped it would, and I think that they bought into that they had some sort of a summer bump, especially with what happened in Kansas. But it's just not there, especially the closer you get to this. And again, like I said, with gas prices, food prices, inflation just continuing to soar out of control, that trumps everything. And people are sitting here, all they're hearing from the Joe Biden administration is the exact same stuff that they've been saying since they got in there, that they're going to change things, that they're doing this. They put out this plan, they put out that plan, and whatever happens, it doesn't matter. We'll drain our strategic oil reserve. That's how we'll solve our problems. It's insane. We'll blame the Ukraine war. Yeah, people aren't buying it, and because people are being hurt, whether or not people did feel one way or the other, like undecideds, independents, for example, even some Republicans, that the abortion issue might sway them towards the Democrats, that is long gone. It's in the rearview mirror, and so no, it's not going to be helping Democrats at all. And so them running on it is really actually foolhardy.
Joe Morgan is my guest. He ran for Congress in the old Congressional 2. That is a similar district, but not exactly as it was. It's more Republican than it was. Let's talk a little bit about that particular race and whether illegal immigration is the driving force as it was when you ran and has been for almost a decade, but perhaps is not the driving issue now. What do you think?
I think it's a very major issue. I know Juan has been going around talking to a lot of people, especially, again, down in Cochise County and the border areas. They're impacted in far greater detail in their lives than people who live up here in the cities. I discovered that for myself. So we might even say, yeah, I don't like the fact we have tents. I don't like the fact that we have them being shipped in here on buses. We don't like that, but still we kind of don't see them. Whereas they're right there in the ranchers and those houses out there in the county, in Cochise County. So it impacts their lives in a greater, like in-your-face sort of a way that we don't quite experience here. That being said, we can all watch the news. We see what's going on. And we are a border state. And we do understand, especially with the fentanyl crisis and especially with, again, the human trafficking aspect of this and just national security aspect of it. I mean, 98 people on the Tarawasas have been captured since Joe Biden's been in office, having come through with that flood of people. How many got away? I mean, that's the question we have to ask ourselves. So these are the issues that are really people, they're on your minds, even if they're don't impact you exactly directly like they would if you live right on the border. They still impact you. You still understand they're in our communities, they're in our cities, and everything else. And yes, it's a major issue. But like I said, it's the third issue behind inflation and the economy for our district. And I think Juan's doing a great job on that issue because again, Democrats have shown themselves. You take Mark Kelly's approach and all the rest of them. They are fully supporting. They do not even speak out against anything that Joe Biden is doing on the border. And it is just an absolute insane thing to think that 5 million plus human beings have illegally entered this country in the last 2 years. That's just not sustainable. It's dangerous. And people are looking for a change.
You know, Juan Siscomone is a pretty attractive candidate. A lot of people don't remember this. He ran for the legislature. I remember interviewing him. He was defeated. I might have been 10 years ago. The older I get, the more I can't remember when, and I do remember who. He's got a great family. He's articulate, worked for the governor. And he's a really damn nice guy. He's a really likable guy. Mm-hmm. And he's smart. Republicans could not have done better in this particular situation than Ron Siscomani. And Engel has not run the kind of campaign that a great many Democrats had hoped she would run, and that would be a lot stronger than she appears to be. She's smart. She's a legal teacher, lawyer at the University of Arizona College of Law. She's smart. She's a great person as well. But I'm real surprised at the kind of campaign Juan Siscomani has run, and it makes him very viable for this particular campaign, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And he's been able to raise money. She has not. In fact, the money's being drawn out of her race. So, again, I anticipate a 4 or 5 point win by Juan. And in a district that's this close, yes, I know it's a little more Republican this go around. It's still a very close, it's a swing district for sure.
I definitely think he's going to win, and win. If he can win by 4 or 5 points, that's a huge win in a district like this. And again, it's because of the environment that we find ourselves in, and then you couple that with the fact that Engel has run a very poor campaign, primarily because she's been forced to be a one-trick pony. Abortion, 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 and it's just simply not the issue they thought it would be. And it's because they can't really run on economic issues without setting themselves completely against the agenda of the Democrat Party nationally. And she's just not going to do that. I don't know of any national Democrat that's actually doing that. But that would be the only way you could save yourself in this kind of a climate, because the policies are wreaking havoc on the average family and their pocketbooks.
By the way, you had quite a following in your campaign for Congress. I thought it was a great campaign. It was a tough campaign. Do you have a political future, do you think? Do you want to run again? What are you going to do? What's Joe Morgan's political future?
I mean, I don't know if I'll run again, but, you know, I put out some feelers for people, and, you know, I hope to get a job in politics in some way, shape, matter, form, and I may run again as a candidate myself down the road. That's not been determined by myself yet. But for right now, I'm just helping candidates behind the scene, mostly with policy-related stuff, and I'm just working in my community. And again, I keep people informed who follow me on social media, because I think that's the most important thing. We need to know what we're talking about on issues, and be able to have conservative, limited government solutions to the issues that impact us all. And it doesn't matter what political side of the aisle you find yourself on. I mean, I care about having things that work for our community on any policy, whether that's healthcare, immigration, whatever it is, but that is limited government conservative-based in its philosophy. So, you know, that's what I'm spending my time doing. And, yeah, I am, going to be pursuing getting into a political career of some sort here shortly, but maybe not as an elected official, maybe working behind the scenes. But be it as it may, that doesn't mean I'm done there. So,
Joe Morgan, thanks for being with me. We really appreciate your contribution to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, John. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Joe Morgan, conservative voice of Southern.
So where are you off to, Fester?
Gee, Gomez, I'm low on gunpowder and light bulbs.
Okay, but remember, don't use the cigarette lighter to charge your...
Oh, dear. The repairs will cost us an arm and a leg.
Well, I'll go out back and dig up a few arms and legs.
Ah, here we are, Bones. Bloodsucker Auto Repair. Excuse me, I left my hearse off here for an oil change.
Hey, Drac, here's the bill.
$3,000 for an oil transfusion? Oh, my. There's a pain in my chest.
Master, it's the stake they just drove through your heart.
Taking your car or truck to an auto repair shop shouldn't be scary or your worst nightmare. When you take your car to Perfection Auto Works, you will be tranquil with our free 26-point inspection, our quality parts, and our service, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Michael Bryan is a former prosecutor with the city of Tucson, lawyer, of course. He is the founder of Blog for Arizona. The Washington Post calls it the best blog in all of Arizona. He's an articulate Democrat, a loyal Democrat, and a great friend of mine. Here's Michael Bryan. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Good. You know, you would listen to Joe Morgan and you would think, well, Republicans sweep every election. It's all over. The Democratic Party doesn't exist at all. I can't believe that. Fincham is dead. He's not, and politically, of course, he's not going to win that race. Well, I don't know. Politico called Hobbs with a 2-point lead at the moment. That's certainly within the margin of error. I don't know. Hobbs is out raising Kerry Link by some money. But Kerry Link is an interesting character and a TV personality. Let me just ask you a simple question. Did Hobbs make a mistake by not debating Kerry Link in this race for governor?
Well, I can see why she did it, but I think it was an unnecessary mistake on her part not to debate Lake. I think, you know, quite frankly, it's if you have somebody who's lying and spreading disinformation, it's better to be able to check them in real time. At the same time, she doesn't want to dignify the lies and disinformation that Carrie's putting out with her presence. So I could see it both ways, but I personally think it's a political mistake because Carrie Lake has been able to make so much hay out of it in the media because, of course, the media is obsessed with themselves as much as they're obsessed with anything, and they take it as something of a personal slight to not participate in their little debates, although, quite frankly, most of them aren't actually debates. The ones that I've seen that Ted has done recently, you know, they're pretty good. They allow some crosstalk questioning of each other. So they're not bad. And I think it would have been advantageous for Katie to actually go and face down Lake about her lies in person.
Is she still in this race? Does Hobbs have a chance to be governor?
Sorry, say again?
Does Hobbs have a great chance to be governor, or is Lake going to walk away with this?
Oh, no. Anybody who thinks that they can call this race definitively one way or another is absolutely deluded. We are in unprecedented times. Okay, normally in midterms, there's a swing toward the out of power party, and Democrats hold both chambers of the U.S. Congress and the presidency. So normally you'd expect that the Republicans would do well, but they're not polling as strongly as they would in normal times, and that's because these are not normal times; they're uncharted times. The U.S. Supreme Court has just ripped away intimate human rights from American women. And we're seeing the effect of that. American women are roaring right now. And we've seen in race after race that they are not obeying prior models. So the idea that you can like model this race and be able to poll this race and be accurate is a joke. All these races are toss up. Anybody could win. I mean, I'm not going to tell you with firm confidence that Democratic candidates are going to win across the board because nobody can be confident of that. What I can tell you is that Republicans have no message. Democrats are fired up and angry about what happened with the Dobbs decision and abortion. But the Republicans don't really want to talk about that. They want to talk about inflation and they want to talk about immigration. Let's talk about inflation and immigration. Number one, neither of these issues are something that is easy to control because inflation is global. You know, yes, there's a local component. You can have some limited effect through the federal banking system by adjusting interest rates. But the conditions that are causing this inflation are worldwide. They're not endemic to America. You would see only inflation in America if that's the case, but it's global. And oil is a huge part of that. Energy goes into almost everything we do and make. And so when our energy prices spike, we have inflation across the board. And the funny thing about inflation is that while Republicans complain about it all the time, they have absolutely no ideas how to confront it. Democrats have passed reductions in medical costs by allowing Medicare and Medicaid to negotiate with drug companies, by capping the cost of insulin and out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. We have attacked it by going after the people who are trying to embargo oil and use oil as a political weapon. And we've tapped into the Strategic Energy Reserve in order to try and keep prices down for Americans, and we have successfully done that. You know, you didn't hear a lot about the cost of oil when it was going south instead of north. You only hear Republicans complain about it when it's going north, and they have zero ideas for how to fix it. And finally, this idea that immigration is out of control is true to an extent. We do have an immigration issue, but for decades now, Democrats have been trying to fix it with comprehensive immigration reform, and Republicans won't do it because it is just too good of an issue for them to be able to inject fear and xenophobia and racism into the conversation where they're most comfortable playing on people's emotions. Your last guest noted that there were 5 million illegal immigrants coming into the country during Joe Biden's administration. That's absolute nonsense. What he's basing that on is a group called FAIR. It's a very conservative anti-immigrant group that has put out that there have been 4.9 million encounters at the border. And by that, he's just, you know, extrapolating, oh, there must be 5 million people came into the country. No, that's based on the number of encounters Border Patrol has had. Some of those encounters result in, you know, the illegal alien being expelled. Some of those encounters, lots of those encounters, are multiple encounters with the same people as they try and enter again. So the idea that 5 million encounters equals 5 million illegal immigrants is absolute nonsense. And the vast majority of them are actually refugees. They are asylees. They are not illegal immigrants, and it is not illegal for them to come here and make asylum claims. That is part of our international constitutional and humanitarian duties to the rest of the world. So this is just fear-mongering by the Republican Party as normal. They have no ideas to address inflation, no ideas to address immigration. All they have is build the wall and inflation is bad. But you hear no solutions from them ever. Press them on it, you'll hear nothing. And the idea that Republicans are going for a limited government, for conservative government, is nonsense. They want to grow government to the point that they can make a crime scene out of every pregnancy. How is that limited government? They want to criminalize women's reproductive choices. That's not limited government. That's fascism.
You know, the whole idea that Joe Morgan expressed, and the fact that he came to the conclusion that these top races here in the state of Arizona, we're talking about governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and of course for the U.S. Senate, would all be swept by the Republicans. All have been Trump endorsed, by the way. I guarantee you that's not going to happen. Fincham is not going to win if there's a God. I'm telling you that right now. So, I mean, just take it to the bank. The whole idea is, in fact, Politico just talked about Lake being a possible running mate for Donald Trump, whether she wins or loses the governorship of the state of Arizona. That's how attractive he finds her. And, of course, these are all Trump-endorsed candidates.
She parrots his every lie, so of course he likes her.
Well, that's my other guarantee.
That's one of the reasons why Lake's a weak candidate.
My guarantee is if any one of these four lose, they'll claim this was an illegal election and it was false. And they're going to win whether they lost or not. So that's another thing I will guarantee for you.
Yeah, they've signaled their intention to contest the election, not accept the results of the election all along. You know, and the Republicans keep trying to justify this by pointing to cases where Democrats have questioned the results of elections. But yet, we don't actually question the results of the election so much as how the results were arrived at by oppressing and suppressing voters' ability to cast their vote. I mean, that's what Stacey Abrams was concerned about, is the very same situation your outside caller was concerned about. The idea that there's an appearance of bias because Katie Hobbs is Secretary of State. How can she possibly be administering that race? Well, that exact thing happened in 2018 when the governor of Georgia, well, the current governor of Georgia, was the Secretary of State of Georgia, and he purged the voter rolls of 50,000 mostly African-American people just before the election. So, you know, that's the reason why we question the result of an election is because of unfair voter suppression, of restrictive voting laws that don't allow people to go to the polls. We don't question the fact that the votes are what the votes are. You know, we don't question the administration, the professional administration of our elections. We don't say this was stolen. We say this wasn't fair because you used your power to suppress the ability of Americans to vote. That's what we complain about.
You know, you can't have a democracy unless people lose. You can't.
You know,
is it comfortable? No. Been there. Don't want to be there again. And I'm going to tell you, it's not a comfortable feeling. But you have to. I've won. I've lost. It hurts to lose. But you have to lose if there's going to be a democracy. And I think that's really what's on the line in these midterms. I think we're talking about, can this democracy survive? Can it? I ask you.
Yeah, well, you know, our state, our democracy has been under attack consistently since Donald Trump lost the election. And we have hundreds of election deniers now running for office. If a lot of these people win, and some of them certainly will win, our democracy is in real trouble. And we're going to have to be more vigilant than ever in order to overcome that challenge. But I have every confidence that we will. We are in unprecedented times electorally. As I've stated, the groundwork has shifted. The fact that the Supreme Court has for the first time taken away a major constitutional and human right from American women just completely liquefies the ground underneath us. We have no idea what's going to happen in these midterms. And for anybody to say that they do, based on polling, which has been notoriously wrong, especially here in Arizona, is just foolish. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know this. If everyone listening goes out and convinces one person to vote, or five people to vote, or 10 people to vote who might not have voted otherwise, we will certainly have a huge victory in Arizona. So it is possible, and I hope and I pray that election deniers and chaos makers like Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham and Abe Hamada are not elected to office, but it's a possibility if you don't get out and exercise your right to vote.
Well, if the Trump people win all four of those major elections, I'm checking the real estate prices in Auckland. So people are going, Auckland, what? Yes, New Zealand. Absolutely. See if I can find a house there at a reasonable price. Well, I thank you so much for being with me, Michael. It's always great to talk with you. Appreciate your involvement in this community. And we're much better because you are involved. Thanks again for being on our radio show. Thank you.
Same to you.
You bet. Michael Bryan is a former prosecutor with the city of Tucson, lawyer, of course, founder of Blog for Arizona. You want to know what the liberals are thinking? You want to know what the progressives are thinking? You know what they're saying? You know what they're thinking? Go to Blog for Arizona. It's all right in front of you. We'll be back with the DGT, the Democrats of Greater Tucson. We'll be talking with Larry Bodine after these messages.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics, with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here is the president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Here's Larry Bodine. Hi, Larry.
Hello, John. How's it going these days?
Oh, I tell you, we're counting down the days, hours, minutes, seconds to this election. Everybody's on needles and pins, I would suggest.
Yep. But some information from the field. I've gone out and knocked on doors for the Democratic Party four times, and every person who came to the door was a strong supporter of the Democrats, and they were all well aware that democracy is on the ballot. And in fact, I would ratify everything that Mike Bryan just now spoke about. And as you know, Mike is the program director of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I work with him, and we've got three fabulous programs lined up. Want me to go through them?
Sure. Please do. Go ahead. Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We got you. Go ahead with your three lineups. Go ahead.
October 24th at noon, we have Sandra Clark from Green Valley. She is a Democrat running for the Arizona House in a very rural district out west. And she spent the first 14 years of her life under a dictatorship in Romania. And she is going to talk about how Romania compares to what the MAGAs, the Republicans, want here in the USA. Here in Arizona, for instance, the MAGAs want cameras in the classroom. They want to eliminate reproductive rights. They want to overthrow past elections. And they want to eliminate voting by mail. So she's going to talk about those things. And she says about the Republicans, they advocate fighting on the streets. They advocate a civil war. And then she says, I grew up in a communist country, and I don't want my country or Arizona to become that. So stay tuned. That's next Monday at noon. Following that, on Monday, November 7th, we've got Catherine Ripley. She is the chair of the Pima County Community College Governing Board. And she's going to talk about public education and what the community college does. And we will ask her to comment on all of the infighting that takes place on the County College Board. There are a couple of members who complained to the accrediting agency for the college, and the accrediting agency said, oh, well, we're going to have to start monitoring the board. So that'll be a really interesting thing. She's ex-military. She was one of the first women accepted to the U.S. Naval Academy, and a real sharp thinker. And to cap everything off, in November 14, after the election is over, we are going to have David Fitzsimmons. As you know, he's the cartoonist, the editorial cartoonist, every Sunday for the Arizona Daily Star. And sadly, he is only one of 15 editorial cartoonists left in the country today. So he just turned 66, and he's kind of in semi-retirement, and he's going to, as you know, we jokingly say, he's going to mock the winners and make fun of the losers in the election, and he's going to draw some cartoons live on our Zoom presentation. That's coming up November 14. You know, he's done 11,000 caricatures and editorial cartoons. Don't you think that's quite a bit, John?
Well, they're not. I have 10 of them at home. He's none of me, and they're all framed. So I think a great deal of his work, or at least I think a great deal of me, one of the other. He's a great talent and a great guy. He's one of the funniest people I know, one of the smartest as well. He's a great gift to Tucson.
Yeah, and we're so happy that we snagged him for Democrats of Greater Tucson on November 14. And as a precinct committee man for the Democratic Party, I want to urge everybody that's listening to this call to go out, get a list of voters to visit, and tell them about the Democratic candidates. There's an organization called Mission for Arizona. They are organizing all of the Democratic outreach to voters. So, you know, they've made something like 110,000 phone calls to voters and 50,000 visits. And as I mentioned, you know, I did four routes, and as well as one in my neighborhood. And Democrats are very aware that democracy is on the line.
Well, I want to thank you, Larry. A lot of time, but people can go right on DGT.org. Or how do I get to your Zoom?
Right. It's TheDGT.org. Or, you know, you can just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you'll find it right away. We have all sorts of information for voters, like the propositions that don't get talked about much, and the school board candidates, too.
Thank you so much, Larry Boutique. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks, Mike Emery, for your sponsorship of our show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Hey, look what just pulled up.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Herman Munster. That souped-up car out there is just like me. It has parts from all around the world. can you fix it? I must admit, that's quick, friendly service. He didn't waste any time getting right on the job.
Hi, this is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Don't let your car be a monster and leave you stranded. When it comes down to auto maintenance, we won't scare you into unnecessary auto or truck repairs. Just a free inspection, a free estimate, and the facts. And you make the right decision. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Or perfectionautoworks.com.